agenda of public hearings, so let's refer back to our first one, which was subdivision 2023-01 Anchors Run.
So, I mean, just trying to keep organized, the things that I think we talked about for holding the record open, because I don't think there's any disagreement about holding the record open, was to get the prior site plan, so we know what the changes are between what's currently approved and what's proposed. Get a copy of the prior Planning and Zoning Commission approval. Get a copy of any changes to those prior approvals, because it sounds like there was a change with regard to the cutoff for the amenities being completed, just so we know exactly what currently stands as the approval. The applicant's going to provide a date certain for when the amenities would be completed. Mm-hmm. So we're holding the record open for that from them. For the lots, a determination from planning zoning staff of the lots, not necessarily under contract, but building permits in phase five.
Yes.
Well, we could hold it open for contracts on lots in phase five from the applicant as well.
I think that would be fair, because I'd really love to see just move it there. Pickleball courts.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last one I had anyway was a staff memo, because we have, and I'm going to explain this first, we have signatures from 51%, but I don't think we have just an analysis of, at the time it was presented, how many lots there were, one lot per vote, you know, just to make sure we've got that from staff, not to put more work on you guys, but that way we've got a clean record.
There's.
So let me just run through it just for folks that are keeping track of this or listening tomorrow. It's the prior final site plan, the prior motion or letter of approval, any amendments to the prior approval, the date certain for the amenities from the applicant, the lots under contract from the applicant in phase five, and building permits from staff in phase five, and an analysis from staff about the 51% votes at the time that that vote was taken. And anything else you might have, but that was just the list I had.
That's the list.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer, my number here, 2023-01 Anchors Run Expansion for further consideration, leaving the record open for the reasons stated.
For the items that
the
we
items
listed.
And the reasons stated.
Yeah.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 20.
Real quick, before we vote, maybe we don't need it in this because it's all just factual, but I want to at least have the conversation about whether we're leaving the record open for any public comment after that.
Oh.
And it may be because it's site plan approvals, date certain, although the date certain one maybe would trigger some folks.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay. Because you got 2/3 to one here, it gives them time to send in, let their voice be heard.
Yeah. Okay, so I would suggest amending the motion to include, and that the record further be held open for 10 days following the receipt of the final item that was listed. 10 business days from the receipt of the final item that was listed.
Okay, that's my amended motion.
Yeah. I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2023-01 Anchors Run Expansion, leaving the record open for the items noted in the motion, and then leaving the record to receive the items noted, and then holding the record open for 10 days after receipt of the last item.
10 business days.
10 business days for after the receipt of the last item for public written comment.
Right.
There we go. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
Okay. Chair votes yes too.
Just to summarize that for anybody who's listening, so we're the record's now held open for all that. Once we get everything on that list, Mr. Whitehouse and staff will put that back on an agenda to announce receipt of all of the items, and then we'll state that at that point the record be held open for 10 more days, 10 more business days.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Our next public hearing was change of zone 2030 ACR Auto Center LLC.
Holly, I have one. If
That'd be great.
All right. Not to read minds, but
yep.
There was no opposition. Bear with me a second. If you all are okay with it, Ms. Wingate's motion, this is, make sure I got the right one, since I did this wrong earlier. Yeah, change of zone 2030 for ACR Auto Center LLC for a change of zone from AR1 to C3 heavy commercial. Based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the property has a prior history of commercial uses. According to the testimony in the record, this property was previously the site of an electrical business under conditional use number 1598. The proposed C3 zoning is consistent with the prior intensive use, or the prior use of the property. Two, C3 heavy commercial zoning is designed to allow auto-oriented retail and service businesses that serve local and regional residents. Permitted uses include retail uses, restaurants, offices, and vehicle service stations. Although a number of uses are permitted, this applicant intends to use the site for auto repair and auto body work. Three, the property has frontage on Zor Road and is directly across from approximately 45 acres of land that has a C1 zoning. This is appropriate location for C3 zoning. Four, the property is located in the developing area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. This proposed commercial zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Five, the proposed zoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and general welfare of the county. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application, and one letter was received in support of the application. And seven, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
That is my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 2030 ACR Auto Center LLC for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. I'm sorry. We can't do it that way. Got to call the roll.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons, conditions stated in the motion.
Chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. All right, our next item, we'll do them in the right order here, is ordinance 23-08.
Mr. Chair, I make a recommendation that we defer ordinance 2308, John H. Legg, for further consideration.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance 2308. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1976, John H. Legg.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer for further consideration. Change of zone number 1976, John H. Legg.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1976, John H. Legg. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is conditional use number 2547, Justice Boys Properties, LLC.
So on this one, I think, because on the staff memo it said that condition C states specifically no vehicle repair or fueling operations shall be performed on site. Is it as simple as just deleting condition C?
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if that's it.
Because that will cover it, because he just wants to fuel.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Unless you want to say delete condition C and replace it with any vehicle or equipment repair shall occur. Excuse me. Let me start over. I get choked up on it. Any vehicle or equipment repair shall occur indoors.
Yes. And then we also say something about the chemicals, right? The fuel.
Yeah.
The oil.
Yeah.
Disposal,
okay.
Proper
so,
disposal.
Any vehicle or equipment repair shall occur indoors, and all fuels, chemicals, and oils shall be properly stored and disposed of.
Yes. Yeah. Can I say that's my motion?
That's your motion.
That's my motion.
I second.
Been moved and seconded. Recommend approval of conditional use number 2547, Justice Boyd Properties, LLC, for the reason with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Okay.
Just for the minutes on that, so it's clear that we're deleting the existing condition C and replacing it with that new language. I don't think I said that all that clearly, but obviously that's the intent of it. Thank you.
Great.
You want to?
Okay.
Go.
Anybody got anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah, he does, just real quick.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, just a quick update on our electronic document management system. So each year we roll new enhancements and new updates, and this year we've had some exciting ones that I wanted to share with you all. So when we share the Commission's packet, we share links with you directly so you can jump into the packets. But from the public's perspective, I wanted to just announce that there's been some refinements in terms of how easy it is to get now to the paperless packet once it is published. So it's published 7 days ahead of the meeting. So now we have our new calendar upgrade. So if you're on the county's homepage, and if you want to get to the planning and zoning meeting, you locate the next meeting in the upcoming events. And then there's more than one way of getting to the calendar. You can go into meetings, minutes and more. There's links at the bottom. But if you click on upcoming events, so if you click on today's meeting, it will load the meeting agenda, which is a PDF document, and it will load the whole packet. If you want every single page in a PDF, this is probably hundreds of pages, but you can download it as one PDF. Alternatively, and I know this is the way the commissioners prefer to access their packets, you can now access the big button. We're calling this the big button upgrade. And you click on the top right of the meeting, and it brings you straight into the paperless packet and the electronic agenda. So you have all your items there, and then you can click on those items. So if you click on one of today's items, like Anchors Run, it will bring up those the list of documents. This is a list of documents, but I think some of you like to access the docket, and the public can do this too. You can either hit public comments or all documents at the bottom, and then it brings you straight into this page, which you're all familiar with. This is what we built 2 years ago, and this is where all the comments are. And what you may have noticed is at the bottom of the page, if I just, the comments are now in their own tab. And there's a new upgrade coming soon to filter comments. So if you're looking for a specific name, you can just type the name in. And there's also a new count coming forward here that will appear here soon. The public can click here and add their comments electronically, but there's this plans and exhibit documents, which was not part of the initial launch when we launched years ago. What this does is that you have all documents, that's everything that's in the record, and you can order this by dates and configure this, and you can, if you're looking for specific things, you can put filters in and you can do some really advanced searches. Or if you're just looking for the exhibits and the visuals, for example, you want to go back and refresh your memory, these are in their own exhibit tab now, and you can go in. But all this is customizable, and the system remembers what your preferences are. So if you're looking at hundreds of documents, and you're going back between tabs, it should remember where you are. So there's all sorts of other enhancements in searching, but this is how to, this is the, we wanted to make it as easy as possible to get from the county's homepage all the way to this page. So, and you can do that in three clicks.
Can we go back too? Because I think otherwise, great, people do it. If you go to the homepage, just mm-hmm. the county yep. homepage, yep. go up to government. And this maybe I think I'm making it harder. It has to be because there's the tabs at the bottom. Go to Planning and Zoning Commission. Mm-hmm. Go to that, and if you go to Agendas and Minutes, what's that take you to? So this the same thing. Okay, correct. Right. And you click on the red button on the left. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yep. That takes you to that, which takes you to the big button.
Yeah. Gotcha. Interestingly, sometimes stuff used to show up in the land docket, but it wouldn't be showing up in our, like I wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah, that's why I always go on that one to the land use document, because I think everything's there. It's not on the agenda version necessarily. Yep. Thanks, Mr. Whitehouse.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
One question. Does anybody use the full PDF intentionally?
No.
We were going to, I think, because like the problem was it was like sending you there sometimes. Yes. Yeah, and that was jamming everything up. So
I got on there the day and that thing exploded with information.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
So much longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just suggesting from a usability standpoint for citizens of Sussex County, maybe exposing that actually is disadvantaged.
Yeah. In other words, take that whole packet off.
Yeah, publishing the whole packet, it's not that they can't get the same information.
Yeah.
It probably is going to frustrate them because they might not even be able to fully vote it.
Yeah.
And we could put a disclaimer in there. So, some applicants and attorneys like to download everything so they have it all. So we kind of designed a solution for everybody. So
yeah,
we put a disclaimer in.
Yeah.
Or for the size.
Such a large file that our iPads probably don't.
Yeah,
what annoys
say,
me is when I scroll on too quickly and it kicks me out of it.
Yeah, I still can't use my iPad though. I mean, it still doesn't. It won't load the packet. It just.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It won't load that packet, but it will load this if you're going item by item. Yeah.
Let's try it.
Yeah, the online agenda should be good because it's just little bits.
And we might have a look at the chairman's device because these are newish devices, so they Should be moving a bit faster, so.
I can't even get it to.
18 months at least.
Let's see.
I've noticed I've had to reconnect to Wi-Fi a few times recently.
I had to in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they asked me in here if I wanted to update my cellular or something.
Yeah, don't worry about it, because they're not maybe cellular capable, but it would be through the county's account, not, don't put yours on there.
Okay, it's doing this. It just,
yeah.
It, yeah,
and that's way better. Yeah. So if you hit that big button at the top right.
Yes, yeah, that's all I did was yep. Went to those.
You shouldn't have made trouble though, no.
Great, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to handle all PDF of how many hundreds of pages?
Hundreds and hundreds.
Almost 1,000 pages now.
Well, actually, Scott, you were closest.
I know. I'm disappointed to be the winner.
What'd you say?
Thanks, Scott.
6:30.
Are we adjourned?
We're adjourned. As long as you bang the gavel.
Adjourned. A piece of harmony prevailing.